Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Years after the deadliest terrorist attack on U.S. soil, Americans remember 9/11 with memorial services. There were tributes and moments of silence where the hijackers crashed commercial jets, killing more than 3,000 people. Loved ones of the victims read their names at Ground Zero in New York City.
Arena Buslow.
Milton G. Bustillo.
William M. Behan.
Joshua Michael Piver.
Patrick McSweeney, Ladder 3.
Andrew Colabella's cousin was one of the six people killed in the earlier 1993 bomb attack on the World Trade Center. He made an emotional plea for solidarity.
Back then, no one cared if you were Republican, Democrat, age, gender, race, ethnicity. We were united. It took a tragedy to unite us. And I want to remind all of you there, it should not take another tragedy to unite our nation.
First Lady Jill Biden spoke at Shanksville, Pennsylvania, marking the crash of Flight 93. And President Joe Biden was at the site of the attack on the Pentagon, where he vowed that the U.S. will continue to root out terrorist plots. He also shared the words of condolence sent by the recently deceased Queen Elizabeth II after 9/11.
She pointedly reminded us, quote, "Grief is the price we pay for love."
Biden formally accepted the invitation to attend the Queen's funeral service on Saturday, September 19th. She passed away Thursday at the age of 96. Members of UK's Parliament took their oath of allegiance to King Charles III on Saturday.
"I shall strive to follow the inspiring example I have been set in upholding constitutional government and to seek the peace, harmony, and prosperity of the peoples of these islands and of the Commonwealth realms and territories throughout the world."
The King will be joined by new British Prime Minister Liz Truss at memorial services this week in Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales. In eastern Ukraine, Russian forces have been fleeing in disorder ahead of a breakthrough by a Ukrainian counteroffensive southeast of Kharkiv. Ukrainian officials say they have taken back 3,000 square kilometers over the last 5 days, including important supply crossroads. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says this could be a turning point in the war. In Congress, 72 House Democrats are pushing back against a plan to include changes to federal permitting laws and a funding bill to keep the government running after the end of the month. The side deal was negotiated by party leaders to win West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin's vote on the Inflation Reduction Act. Manchin has been fighting for a huge natural gas pipeline stalled in its path across West Virginia and Virginia. But in a letter to House leaders, progressives expressed opposition. They say the proposal to overhaul permitting laws, rewrite the Clean Water Act, and smooth pipeline approval would disproportionately impact low-income communities, indigenous communities, and communities of color. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.